like from the eyes of the pedophile. So, you know, when you sometimes not everything's funny. I know, I get it. When you're a comedian, you want to try your hand at certain things. I didn't see the skit, and I didn't actually really go to look for it because I don't want to have to bring it more light or anything like that. And they're gonna have to go through what they're going through. But yeah, they're being sued for that, and they're just saying that. Well, the two kids are saying that when they were at that age, they were pretty much being groomed to do the skit, and it was just inappropriate.
Oh no!
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you telling me right now? Well, listen, I'm going to have to start coming to you for my entertainment news because I'm going to tell you on Fridays and Saturdays, I be doing the wrong thing.
Me too.
So you got all the new news. Oh, my God.
But but to your other point, Kai, in terms of the talent, I'm like, my heart goes out to this generation and next, the younger generation. Because remember, like, we're coming up as 80s babies. Like, yo, the talent that we were listening to, like, I was just listening to the Motown's hits the other day, right? And the things that, like, that technically those are people above us, but that's what our parents were listening to, so that's what we were hearing, right? And then we were blessed with, like, our hip-hop era. I still listen to the hip-hop that I've been listening to from then, right? So so everything from Tupac to old school Nas, Jay-Z, like, you know, like, we're, like, the lyrics, the like, but now, now.
Yeah, but in all fairness,
yes, please.
Here I come as a devil advocate.
No, please,
is that
please.
The generations before us said the same thing about our music. The generation before them said the same thing about their music. And we're saying the same thing about the generation after. And don't get me wrong, I'm there too, because I don't understand all the yeets and yachts going on in every song right now. But I'm like, that's not for me. They're not making music for me. My generation made music for me. And so if you like it, I love it.
But to that point, and I guess, yeah, so I guess I could understand that. Because true, like, the artists of the times, like, we're like, there was racism going on. There was drugs happening. Like, you know, so sort of rappers are talking about that them times. And that was
their reality.
But now, so what are people rapping about? What are they singing about now? Like, it's just
their reality.
God.
Right. It's not ours.
And they're getting in trouble for it because now the judges are persecuting you for your lyrics. So, you know, they say art imitates life, but now they're really, like, you know, they're taking it seriously these days. Mm. But I don't know.
Well, you got away then.
Well, you know, and I was just
dry snitching on yourself.
I will say it. And I want to see what these mumble rappers' lives look like because I want to know what looks like.
Yeah.
Looks like millions.
I want to know what that looks like.
They live in that Vida Loca out there.
I want to know what it looks like. But in other news, I wanted to ask, what are you guys' views on what's happening with what's her name? Griner. What's her name?
Oh, Tiffany Griner.
Tiffany Griner.
Who's that?
In Russia. The basketball player.
So
WNBA basketball player who's locked up in Russia. Last I heard was that they're trying to do a trade. They're using her incarceration with a Russian incarceration in the U.S. for them to do the switch.
Are they... Okay, so this is what I'm... Because now I'm going through a thing. Is she worth the trade? Because this guy, this person that they're trying to trade them for, he's not like some type of spy or something that they were holding. Is she a big enough commodity for them to trade? I'm having some issues about this case. Like,
I'm having issues that she's in jail, and I wish your superheroes should just go get her. Just go and just take, because she's there for not, like, what are you talking? It was like a 93.5. It was, wasn't it?
It was for,
like,
CBD.
That's what I'm saying.
She had a thing, but I mean, for them, they're just like, it's completely illegal. So they weren't trying to hear it.
Yeah, but they have a white girl who was charged with the same thing that was going there with her family, and she was out in 2 weeks.
Stop it.
So, like, I don't understand.
No, stop it. They're just trying to make an example. It's
yeah, but that white girl was not a WNBA player.
Exactly.
So that white girl wouldn't have gotten as much publicity as her.
Yeah, anyways, there's a lot of factors in there.
It
bothers me to my core because she's another being, right? That's being and she's incarcerated for like to think why she's in jail. Like, I don't know, man. I can't.
I'm heartbroken about this, and I also feel like, where's our superheroes at when we need them? Because she's definitely being held there unjustly. Oh, yeah. So I actually just pulled up the Tiffany Haddish thing. I'm actually going to put this to the side and look into this information because I'm flabbergasted. I can't even believe what you said. But I guess that leads me down the whole, like, Pizzagate thing, right? Mm. You know, these celebrities are really just people just like us, you know, and just like police officers, just like nurses and doctors, they're people that are just like us. They're just some people who went to school and got a piece of paper that says, oh, you're sanctioned to do this job.
Right.
But these people, we got to stop making them responsible and accountable for our kids. Mm. Why y'all letting y'all kids go over here? And, you know, where were the parents when these things was happening and being talked about on the set? I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, because apparently the issue was the skit and what they had to do in the skit. But to me, I'm just like, that's my question. Like, how are you guys bringing up a lawsuit now when the parents were there? You guys must have signed some kind of consent in terms of, like, you know, the same way how you have kids in movies where they're around the adults who curse and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to sign a certain right to say that I'm okay with my child being exposed to these type of things and just sign off on the skit. Because if you just sign up blind, like, yeah, do whatever with my child, you're part of the problem, my G.
Facts.
It's got to be like, well, what's the skit about? Okay, yes, my child can go into that. So somebody must have agreed to something at some point in time.
Yes.
Hey, Kai, do you want to use the stand instead? I'm just, are we promoting Eska this whole time? I'm trying to look at the camera. I can't see your camera.
Oh, yeah. That now?
No. Okay. They're not sending no checks. No. They're not sending no checks. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, we got to hit them up about that.
All right, you can use it.
Good looking.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. That's what we're here for, you.
Like, no, we're not doing that.
No, not today. Not today. Yes, it's going to send a check today.
It's cold. Feels like it's gonna pop up. So yeah. Anyways, everybody is dropping new music, but right now Ari Lennox dropped the album, y'all. And I'm gonna tell you something. The album goes super, super hard. She got Chloe Bailey on it. She got she got a couple people on it. The album is like, I don't know, but I feel like this is an album where it's going to make everybody... There's some albums like Snoop's album made us smoke reefer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like this album is going to make us get drunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to drink. We're going to be wine drunk off of this.
Wine drunk? That's a different drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what wine
that's
drunk.
Everybody going night-night drunk.
But some of us going to cry. Some of us going to feel sexy. But this album...
That's me.
I feel like an album is called Age... Sex Location.
Okay.
Child.
Okay.
ASL.
They went hard.
I'm going to listen to it tonight. No, I'm lying. You guys know, every time I say stuff like that, I'm not going to do it for real. But I'm going to. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it and have feedback for next week.
I'm over him.
Remind me about that.
I was like, hold him to it, please.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You guys, everybody hold me to it. What's the name of the album again? And who's the artist?
ASL.
I almost broke my neck the way I turned. I used to look at you. Holy smokes.
That was a hard turn.
Like, it actually cracked.
Jokes. So, what kind of time are we looking at Shaw? Because I can't see your screen.
Okay.
So, we all know that, you know, ding. Dong, the witch is dead. The witch is dead.
Oh, gosh. That's how you're gonna start.
Dong, the witch is dead. So the queen died. Yay. And the world actually expected, right?
Sorry, go
ahead.
No difference. She has a successor, so.
Great, true.
It's more of the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who are you talking about? The Prince of Pegging?
Whatever.
Is this what they're calling him right now? They're calling him the Prince of Pegging.
That's funny.
His mistress said that he likes...
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, this is who he is, and this is who they're leaving the monarchy to. I'm sad for the entire family.
Yeah.
So, let's give it up for Diana.
Okay. That'll do.
Lot of mercy. So, I just wanted to give this quick little story before we leave out of here, because you already know I don't have nothing nice to say about the queen. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is, you know. It is what it is. And I just hope that now, while the monarchy is weak, that we go in and take back what is ours, that we go into their museums, take back our artifacts. And I hope that we challenge them in the judicial system in regards to getting back our lands and breaking some of these treaties that they have written against us, where we're paying for our freedom and stuff like that. So yeah, let's get them out. Ding dong, the witch is dead. And on that note,
you think Charles is doing that?
No, it comes from way, way back, right?
No, I'm saying because I'm still on the saying that now that the monarchy is weak, it's not. I mean, the woman was 90-some years old. It's not just her. So her dying doesn't change the fact of everyone else. Because again, the monarchy as itself, in itself, is more of a what do they call that? It's more like a tradition as opposed to, because they have a whole prime minister. Mm-hmm. And they don't run the country. Mm-hmm. Right. The monarch doesn't actually run the UK or the British.
She's kind of like this figurehead.
It's a figurehead. So, yes, do they hold the riches that they stole from other lands? Yes. But it's not her dying that's going to all of a sudden then be like, okay, she's done with the crown. Here's your diamonds and your rubies and your lands.
That's what I said, back. Fight them. I'm saying
they needed to fight them when she was alive too.
No, well, see, it's different, right? Because she was the last competent one coming out of there. Good Everybody point. Else is so close cousins that they're ootin' bootin' scootin' bootin' behind the doors.
Those are facts,
if,
right?
If
that's what blue blood means.
If they skipped a couple and Harry was in there, then I'd understand them giving back land to
X, Y, and Z. Never let that happen, eh?
That part.
Mm-mm.
That part.
Well, Meghan Markle showed up dressed exactly like Diana. I love this black lady. I'm going to tell you something. She is the spook who sat by the door. She done went and Jim screeched her way into the monarchy. And she is sitting there like, listen, with her Dr. Evil outfit on. I love her.
But I just want to play devil's advocate because there are people out there in the community who seem like they were saddened by the loss. I saw some posts on Facebook.
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome.
They're slaves. They don't know what they're supposed to be upset about. They're just looking like, oh, the person that I just watched and I admire her said, oh, no. So I'm saying, oh, no. You don't even know what you're supposed to be very, very happy right now.
Okay,
you don't know the atrocities that these people have done to our people. Stop being. What are you sad for?
Got it. Okay. See, that. So no more pain.
No, Stockholm Syndrome is real. Mm-hmm. You fall in love with your captor, and then you're groomed into believing that they want the best for you.
I hear that. Okay, well. Hey, Queen Latifah's still around. That's my queen. Let's keep it going. So what happened? No? That's
right. Somebody told me something happened to Queen Latifah. I was crushed. It's not Queen Latifah. Oh, okay.
You would not see I feel that. Unity.
So Michael Jackson is about to do a show, and Diana is in the crowd.
Okay.
And so he sees her coming down, so he stops like, oh my gosh. She comes, she approaches him. She's like, hey, I was wondering. He's like, I was wondering, are you going to do Dirty Diana? He's like, no, I took it out of my set, out of respect for you. He's like, you're sitting in the crowd. She's like, but it's my favorite song.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to give a shout out to the monarchy on that side of it, because she was one of the realest things to ever come out of there. And you know what? This little redhead son of hers that had this little black baby, he definitely is her child. I don't know what's going to happen with this other brother. He's looking kind of weird and very sus. Mm-hmm. He's looking like he just has way too much of his daddy's blood, and his wrinkles are bad.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the whole thing. But I just want to give a shout out to the survivors of everything, of the tyranny that had happened to us over many, 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 many years under their rule. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, one day, it's like, I'm looking forward to the day. This is something that came to me through my spiritual guides, that as soon as we acknowledge and realize as a society that a new day is upon us, and we actually start to function as if we're no longer captive, as if we're no longer, like, we function, like, as soon as we accept the fact that we're no longer slaves, and we start to really just leave the system, like, just, like, building outside of it, a new world is going to manifest itself.
Absolutely.
Because it's already there. It's there. It's the new world has already been created. It's just that the medias have us so caught, so we keep looking back at what quote unquote is, and keep reprojecting that into our present and our future.
Yes.
But as soon as we wake up and we realize that, wait, nah, that shit's dead.
Yeah.
The world is going to start shifting for us.
Yes.
So I'm calling all my fellow beings of light, all my light workers, all the spirits of light that's out there. Guys, it's time that we just let those light shine. It's time that we start showing the world what the new world is. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving it at that.
So that was Kaya's Jambalaya. And thank you again for listening to us here at the Empower Hour.
Hey, all you hip hop heads. NDG's favorite urban music festival is back. Prévention Côte des Neiges NDG and Elementality are proud to present the 18th edition of Hip Hop You Don't Stop. Ending the summer on a high note with a weekend full of performances, art showcases, dance battles, and community gathering. Featured artists include Mackie Lavender, Miriam Sassy, Remy Picasso, Shades Lawrence, DJ Pro V, and more. It's all going down Friday, September 16th to Sunday, September 18th, and it's all free. Visit linktree.com/HHYDS Montreal for more information and stay connected, because hip hop doesn't stop here. Hip Hop You Don't Stop is brought to you with the support of Canadian Heritage and La Ville de Montréal, a CKUT co-presentation.
What it do, y'all? It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today. What it do, Empower Hour listeners? It is your homegirl, Tammy Tuesdays. I hope all of y'all are doing good. You know, normally I always like to take a minute or so to just touch base, you know, do a little yada yada, you know, send y'all some love and light. But child, today we do not have time, okay? The tea is boiling hot and I got too much to say, so I'm trying to take up my whole 10 minutes, okay? I do not know if you guys have been following the political campaigning. As you guys know, I have been talking about this. The provincial elections right here in Quebec are happening in October. And child, ooh, the tea is hot. I'm going to keep the tea for the end. But first, I want to start off by talking about a couple of things that happened this week. Sad events. As you guys know, September 11th just passed. I think it brings up, you know, different emotions in everyone, right? Whether we were directly impacted or indirectly, at the end of the day, so many innocent lives were lost. Definitely, you know, love and light to everyone who lost family members. It's really a tragic event, right? Another tragic event, yet again, another murder right here in Montreal in LaSalle, a femicide, right? Another conjugal violence context. Miss Giselle Bitondi, who was 29 years old, she was a mother of three who had just given birth, y'all, okay? Her 50-year-old husband murdered her in front of her children, right? What is particular about this case is that her ex-husband was acquitted in June, right? According to the paperwork, Ms. Bitondi actually testified in his defense, right? Which is actually not something that's uncommon amongst abused women. It just kind of leads us to understand that our judicial system definitely needs to do better. You know, that's all fine and dandy that he's acquitted and, oh, his conditions say he's not allowed to go near her. Not only did he go near her, but he killed her. He murdered her in front of her three kids, right? So sad, so tragic. I'm talking about it and I have goosebumps, y'all. My thoughts and prayers go out to her family and especially her children, right? And I hope that true justice, real justice, is served in this case, right? And speaking about lives lost, we've all heard it this week. Queen Elizabeth has passed. You know, Prince Charles has taken over, so he is now King Charles III. Everyone is kind of wondering, how is that going to affect us, right? Because at the end of the day, we are still very much so attached to the British monarchy, right? My problem with this, and where I have an issue, and where I am actually really worried, is because of a man named Jimmy Savile, okay? Now, hear me, y'all, okay? Over the course of 2 decades, this man, Mr. Jimmy Savile, I don't even want to say Mr., okay? Jimmy Savile was the unofficial advisor to then Prince Charles, now King Charles III, right? Jimmy Savile was and is known as UK's most severe serial sexual predator, okay? He was a pedophile. It's completely disgusting. You guys could go read up on him. It is mind-boggling how he was able to function on some Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde vibes for so long. He was a TV personality. He literally groomed these children and was able to work his way up into Prince Charles, who again is now King Charles III, his good grace. And he was his unofficial advisor for over 2 decades. I mean, I feel very uneasy knowing that, you know, that type of predator, right, was able to function in the darkness for so long without nobody noticing. I'm a little bit on the fence about, you know, on that subject, y'all. I have a problem that nobody knew what was going on. Anyways, child, y'all already know what I think about these type of subjects. Okay, my mind goes all the way down the rabbit hole. But with that said, Jimmy Savile was knighted by the British monarchy. He was also, you know, knighted by the Pope. So for me, knowing that this man, this type of monster, was the unofficial advisor to now King Charles III, I have some issues with that, okay? The only good thing about it, though, is that Legault don't really like Anglophone people, which is crazy. So I think that he is going to make sure that he has no impact on us here. Now, talking about Legault. Yes, our Prime Minister, François Legault de la CAQ, had some pretty disgusting things to say this week. You know, again, he's campaigning, so now we're getting into the tea of what's going on, okay? He said that Quebecers don't like violence, they don't like bickering, nor extremism, and there are issues with integration. So what that leads us to understand, because again, y'all, words are powerful. Words have a meaning, right? So what he's saying is that basically it's those who have issues with integration that are bringing about these things, right? Who needs to integrate? Immigrants, right? So he had some pretty disgusting stuff to say this week. I really can't with our Prime Minister, François Legault. He gotta go. Legault gotta go. Hashtag, thank you very much. So make sure you vote in October. Now, continuing on the tea of the political campaigning, Parti Québécois candidate Andréanne Fiola. It came out this week, it was leaked that she starred in a porn movie last year. And cha, every politician is coming down on her very hard. What I do appreciate and what I absolutely respect is that she is keeping her head held high. You know, she's not trying to make excuses for, you know, what she did. She's like, yeah, I did it. And I'm not doing it no more because I don't want to do it no more. Point blank in the period. The leader of Le Parti Québécois, Mr. Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, gets my ultimate respect because he says that at the end of the day, let he who does not watch porn throw the first stone. I'm like, sir, go on now. Louder, please. Okay, I completely agree. And he reiterated his support for the candidate, Andréanne Fiola, and I'm all here for it, right? I'm not voting for their party, but I can appreciate the integrity, right? Also, big news, Pierre Poilievre was voted in and did his acceptance speech yesterday. So Pierre Poilievre is now the leader of the Federal Conservative Party. So they are the official opposition party to Justin Trudeau's liberal federal government. I absolutely loved Pierre Poilievre's speech. Listen, he's my type of petty, okay? If you guys do not know who he is, go Google him. Go see how he speaks. He's an excellent debater. I like that the fact that he's confrontational because I'm confrontational too, right? Not aggressive, confrontational. I absolutely love that. Those are very important qualities when you are a politician. In his acceptance speech, he said that Canadian people do not need a government to run their lives. And then he got my type of petty and he said they need a government to run a passport office. I was like, ooh, louder, louder. He also vowed to stop printing money. And, you know, that trade is great with other countries, but we really need to focus on making things here on Canadian soil. And I 100% agree with that. Now, speaking about things that I agree with, it has also been publicized this week that five candidates from the provincial Conservative Party donated very minimal and small amounts of money to the Freedom Convoy. We're talking about $20, $50, $125, and I think like, you know, $80 or something like that, right? So five candidates contributed to the Freedom Convoy. And now everyone is like, oh no, how could they do such a thing? And what I'm thinking is, no, 100% yes, thank you. Thank you to those conservative candidates for believing in freedom, right? Now, let me remind everyone, and I'm going to keep saying it until the elections. The Conservative Party are the only party that is against the vaccine passport, which, let me remind everyone, is a discriminatory tool that segregated unvaccinated people from vaccinated people. So for those of us that are melanated, that hits home, okay? So again, vote wisely in October. And the last thing that I want to talk about, because I've been saying it on my social media. You guys could find me on Instagram at Tammy Tuesdays with a Z at the end. I talk a lot about this, the importance of growing our own vegetables and fruits, okay? There's currently a drought in California, which is directly affecting us here in Canada, in Quebec, because we import so much from them, right? Things like, you know, berries, like strawberries, you know, grape, salad, etc., right? So the prices are going to go up. This is why it's important. Even if you don't have a lot of room in your apartment, in your home, in your house, it does not matter. It's not about the look of things. It's about getting organized and not having to pay $12 for a head of lettuce or, you know, $9 for a little pack of strawberries, right? Yesterday, listen, very quickly, I went to the Metro. I think it's the Metro IGA. Either way, I went to a grocery store yesterday. Luckily, there was still some of the strawberries because it's still, you know, warm out here. There was some of the strawberries from the farms around where I live, right? Those strawberries were $3.99. The imported strawberries, ciao. They were $7.99. I said, no sir, no ma'am, okay? So now I'm going to start growing even more strawberries on my house because my kids eat them all. Either way, y'all, okay, just get organized because inflation, sadly, is not about to end. Food is going to become super expensive and you do not want to be caught out there. You guys could go look online, on Google, on Pinterest, and go see what you're able to grow inside an apartment, a home, a small space that grows quickly, that's easy, that doesn't, you know, need much light or whatnot, and start growing it, okay? Now, on that note, y'all, I'm wishing y'all lots of love and light for the upcoming week. Again, keep watching the campaigning and make sure you vote in October. I love y'all and stay blessed. Peace.
Wow. Tammy brought it as usual.
As per usual.
Well, she's always just completely on point when it comes to the political stuff. So, guys, remember to vote. But to me, like, just that part about food, I don't know, but I'm sure, like, we talk about it pretty often. But, guys, like, the cost of food is getting real in the field. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying, this is a plug. It's not even a shameless plug. It's just straight plug. The OFC, we have a greenhouse that is enabling us to grow food year-round. OFC members, exclusively OFC members, are going to get access to food from the greenhouse year-round. Guys, that alone is worth the membership. It's only what? We're talking $150 a year to be a member of the OFC, but you know you have access to food. Food security is a big deal.
Absolutely.
And now we have eggs because now we also have a chicken coop, not on our grounds, but nearby. One of our members has a chicken coop. Mm-hmm. And if it gets to that point, we're going to raise some more chickens and slaughter chickens so that people who need meat could get access to it. Just to tell you what we're doing for our community, guys, because the OFC, we are here for the people. I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm going to come back next week with it if I can find it. But I did read somewhere somehow, and I want to say it was in like a Montreal pamphlet or whatnot, but they do have some green spaces that where they planted like herbs and stuff, and we're just like, people just come grab what you want.
Nice.
And grab what you need. So I'm gonna try and find out where that was again. And if I can get that information, I'll share for sure.
Because that's what we need. People need access to food.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just on Tammy's thing about Andréanne Fiola.
Yeah,
Andréanne Fiola about her sex tape or whatever. And
nice, like, nice.
Her saying that like she videotaped it and didn't show her face and stuff like that. In 2022, does that matter?
No. Well, first of all, I need to see this so I could properly have an opinion. I need to see the video. Can anybody show me the? Can anybody show me the sex tape just so I could have a? It's hard for me to give an opinion without actually seeing it. If not, it's just it's weird.
That was not the point of my question.
Oh no! It was. Okay, so let's take it back. What is the question again?
It's actually bringing me back to the prime minister in, I want to say, either Holland. I think she was in Holland or Germany. I can't remember. She's a young woman, and like they had a video of her partying in her house with her friends, having drinks and having fun. Mm-hmm. And they tried to crucify her for that, as if like, because you're a political figure, you're not supposed to have fun. anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
And you're not supposed to do what everyone else is doing in their homes when they're having their guests there. Mm-hmm. if she had an OnlyFans or whatever she was doing to back her party.
Pause. I'm not sure.
Because it's expensive to run out here. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I guess.
Whatever that is. I mean, is sex such a taboo thing yet still in 2022?
No.
What does it have to do with her political
career? No. I just understood that's the nature of politics, right? Because I think even just the other day they tried to demonize some of the representatives from the Conservative Party because they donated money to the convoy. And it's like, okay, but that's not legal, and you're helping the cause. And it's like, okay, but they tried to demonize them, like, oh, these are your candidates supporting this convoy. It's like,
yeah, that's exactly. But that aligns exactly with what they're saying.
Exactly. It's like,
we're here for people being able to be,
but
like to make their choices in life. So.
But that's what politics is. Politics will try to find anything. So it's like, I just feel, unfortunately, like when you sign up, like you put your name on it and says, yo, I'm going to play this game. You're gloves off because they own the media. It's all a business. It's all a system,
for sure,
right?
For like, sure. So. Yeah, but that's well. As soon as you say you're running, they're going to try and go dig up all the things, and they make those like, those ads that make it like, is this who you want running your Mary? Yeah. It's like, okay.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I feel like sometimes they don't understand how doing those things actually makes the candidate more personable.
Yep.
And actually it's like throwing that salt on their campaign just seasons the stew.
Mm.
Because in the end, did Bill Clinton, was he any less liked?
Mm-mm.
I think we liked him even more. And when we found out that he smoked a little pot, we were like, wow, we really like him.
You're Trudeau. You know the one you guys voted in, who brown faced all over the place?
Mm. All over the
place. You guys are always like, our good looking prime minister. Like, no, I'm not trying to hear that.
I love the French prime minister. I love how you do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but guys, sorry, before we move away from the what's in the news, someone had just came out, Oath Keepers membership. Have you guys ever heard of Oath Keepers?
No, but it sounds dope.
Not. It's not dope at all, okay, actually. Great. It's a retired military person who created this right-wing group, basically New Age KKK.
Okay.
And a list of the members leaked, and 550 of those members were in Massachusetts, including two elected officials, report claims.
Wow.
You had sheriffs in there. You had deputies in there. Of course. You had people in the police. And I want to say, I think that they said the list had over 38,000 names on it.
Wow.
This is in the U.S., by the way, don't get me wrong. But some names on those lists were there January 6th for the insurrection. There were some emails put out through there. Now, they're saying, too, is just like for the names that are on that list, like everyone don't get all crazy and like start jumping down their throats about it, because it doesn't necessarily mean that they participated or that they're still active in it. But others are just like, yeah, but if you're on that list and you know what they were there for,
that means you donated to the cause. I might not be going in to have an abortion, but I'm gonna put $100,000 towards black women who got is gonna have an abortion.
Yeah.
I'm part of that.
Yeah.
You support it,
right?
Support
that's it. What they doing.
Yeah, so that got leaked September 7th. So
that's just recently.
Yeah.
Father, I guess this is the time of the whistleblower, because they said they also leaked the Epstein Island list too.
Did they know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Who was on there? Anybody know?
Everybody.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure.
Everybody.
Because before any list was leaked, the names that were coming out from when, what's your name again? Genevieve. What's your name?
The Maxwell.
Yeah. Was her name Genevieve? No.
Oh, no. Something. Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Yeah.
Ghislaine. Okay. Ghislaine. Mm-hmm. Wow. Maxwell.
Yeah. From when they were saying her, she was just. It was like
Ghislaine sounds like she's from Montreal.
Ghislaine
from
everybody.
I think she's French from France.
French from France or French from Montreal? Because that's what it sounds. Sounds like Ghislaine is from here.
Yeah,
Ghislaine's a French name.
I'm just saying. It just sounds like she's from Montreal. But no. But was Kanye on the list? I just want to make sure Kanye was not on the list. I would be very, very disappointed if Kanye was on the list.
I didn't see him.
Perfect. Okay. Good. So everything's fine.
However, the whole thing wasn't.
Hey, Kanye was on the list.
They did what?
You don't need to deep dive.
They got everybody on it.
Everybody. Kevin Hart.
Everybody. Oh, her name was Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Okay, but Kevin Hart wasn't on the list. So.
I don't know, man.
Okay, cool. Just a couple key people. I just gotta make sure.
I don't know.
Hove and Beyonce weren't on the list.
Yeah.
Hove and Beyonce were on the list.
They were though. Still.
Hove and Beyonce.
Hope but again, Pendleton? Like, look. I mean, I need to understand.
Some of your favorites, this. Kevin Spacey.
He's not my favorite. Stop it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, some of those movies.
American.
Usual Suspect.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
So House of Cards was huge, too.
Yeah.
But he got kicked out for House of Cards because of the fondling of the boys.
Yeah.
So
that is, yeah. That's why he's not my favorite. That's why I'm like wondering why Kyle's looking at me. Kevin Spacey.
We going left with this. That was your news for this week, ladies and gents. Hey, everybody, I'm Gina the Great, a.k.a. Miss Politically Correct, a.k.a. the Devil's Advocate, a.k.a. Big Liar in Energy, and this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes. If you know, you know.
Black facts.
I only just skip it one time.
Come on, man. The fact we're all in queue, I thought that was already good.
That was good.
Maybe next time I'll do two, but
that was good. Good job, guys. Mm-hmm. Today's Black Facts is brought to you by blackbiblio.com, and we are at letter Q. And Q is for Queenston Heights, where Black and Natives fought for the nation. There, the colored corpse halted an American occupation. Let's start that back. They are a colored corpse that halted an American occupation. So into fierce battle, they did dwell and saved Canada in the War of 1812. So during the War of 1812, the Battle of Queenston Heights was the first major territorial battle for British North America because it thwarted an American invasion. Okay, we beaten the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Often described as a British fight, much of Canada's military success came from the critical support of the Colored Corps, and that's what they were called, Colored Corps, mm-hmm. a group of Black and First Nations men. As part of the 1,300 men fighting regiment, they helped beat back the 6,000 American invaders. These Black and First Nations allies were afraid of the consequences of an American takeover. The Colored Corps later fought at the siege of the Fort George in May 1813. Although the Colored Corps disbanded soon after the peace, all Black units continued to serve in the Canadian military until World War I.
Oh. I always have mixed emotions about this type of thing.
I do, but I wanted to talk about it because I also want to remind... we talk about being BIPOC and we talk about these things too. It's just reminding like how when no one else was trying to, like we in the First Nations, like we're one in our fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as we talk about the Black fights that we need to do in the coming together, I'd like to remind everyone too how the First Nations are people of color too, and when no one else was banding together, that's who we had, and they had us. So,
All right, that's a good point. I'm not sure if it's factual, but I like the point. I like the gist of what you're saying. Like, I just feel like, I don't know.
We were stolen from our lands, and their land was stolen from them. So,
yeah. No, I just feel like, anyways, I don't want to deep dive, like, but I do feel like when we talk Aboriginals,
we were there too.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I just, like, yeah. I almost feel like.
But the ones who
they were us.
In other words, they were like, us. It's like, I feel like it's like prior to seeing the natives as we're seeing them right now, they were like.
Natives were.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Of course. They were absolutely diluted. And the same way we have different levels of colorism in our skin. I mean, cool. Just look at us at the table.
Right. You know facts, what
I mean?
Right. Facts,
doesn't
facts.
Change how Black I am.
Right. Good point. Well, kind of. But okay, I know what you mean. Okay. No, go ahead.
Guys. Linda, listen. Mm-hmm. I have a warning.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this time last year, nobody told. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nobody told me about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna let y'all know about it. Mm-hmm. Mercury. Isn't
retrograde right now?
Yeah. September 9th.
We should get notifications in our phone when that happens.
September 9th till October 2nd, okay? Hide your mama, hide your kids. Mercury's in retrograde for the third time in 2022. So during this stretch, which will end in October 2nd, you may hear all sorts of things being blamed on the planet of based from communications, retrograde periods, technology mishaps, or to misunderstandings with friends and loved ones. So don't make no crazy decisions and don't jump to no crazy conclusions.
Okay.
Mercury is on the prowl.
Wow. Thank you, Gina. First of all, my internet's been moving kind of slow. So okay. That's first. Thank you for clarifying that because I found that was weird.
Well, even the Wi-Fi here today on my computer keeps just logging out.
Okay. In Mercury.
Mercury, chill out, man. Mm-hmm. Why don't you relax a little, please?
Okay, so we should do it right now until October 2nd, you said?
Until October 2nd.
Just be easy, in other words.
Yeah, just take it easy.
Cool.
Take it easy, as we the Haitian people say. I wanted to mention, I'll talk about this from a social media. Sorry, guys. Wait. We have some sounds in the background. That's trying to grind my gears while I'm grinding them.
I thought it was the grind gears background sound.
Yes. That's Mercury.
Yeah, that's Mercury.
That's Mercury trying me right now. And I'm not even going to give it anything.
Yeah, and everything give thanks.
So social media gone wild. Before I get into that, what I did catch on social media, and I didn't necessarily see them, so I wanted to mention it to you guys, and so maybe we can all see it together. Mm. But there's two Money Intelligent movies that they were saying to understand how finance works or how money works, to watch The Inside Job, that explains the 2008 crisis.
Inside Job.
Yeah, and The Spider's Web, which talks about favorite tax laws. Mm. So, you know, we were talking about money a couple of shows back, 2-3 shows back and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So just to not pull away too far from that, if you guys want to understand what happened in the 2008 crisis, which if everyone, like the whole market crashed. Mm-hmm. All man, actually, funny enough, it was the last time that everyone kept losing their jobs like so many did during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just understanding how that market works and whatnot, or understanding the cycle of it, can also help with all the things that are going on right now in the financial cycles now.
And so Inside Job and...
The Inside Job and The Spider's Web.
Spider's Web, all right.
Because I don't know... Wait, when did this happen before or last? I don't remember if I said it last week, because I don't think it happened last week. I think it happened after our show, but the base points went up 70 by 0.75 on the prime again.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
What does that mean?
The interest rates.
Okay,
thank you. Have gone up again.
On your, like, our mortgages
and stuff? On everything. On absolutely everything. Yeah, but, on absolutely everything.
But our salaries didn't increase anywhere. No,
no
money.
And you no know what it money. Did? You know what it automatically did too? Mm. It lowered my credit score.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Like, because what? The thing is, as the interest rates go up, wow, it changes how you are able to pay for things.
Wow.
And so, like, it was just like, well, actually, you owe this much. It's right. It's not what you thought it was. So it's just like, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah. So no, to Kaya's point earlier, guys, we gotta. It's like, in terms of just working the regular jobs, it's not gonna cut it, guys. We gotta get rich. We gotta focus.
No, okay. Well, invest and leverage the people we have here for you, because mm-hmm. they're there for that. So social media gone wild. I came across this this posting talking about a Joy Milnen, and she has a special power, if you will. In 1982, she found out that she could smell Parkinson's.
Oh.
Mm.
So her husband came home from work one day and he smelled weird, and she just figured it was just something from you know, work or whatnot. And the next day he just kept smelling worse and worse and worse, but she just lived with it. Like that's how my husband smells now. Mm. He smells musty. Mm. And then he was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Mm.
And so she joined a support group with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when she walked into the room, it was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Like everyone smelled like it. So she mm-hmm. kind of went to the doctors, was just like, guys, like, I can smell this. And they're just like, okay, crazy lady, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started doing a test with her, and they gave her shirts of people. Some were diagnosed with Parkinson's and some weren't. And by smelling their shirts, she was able to tell them who had Parkinson's and who didn't, except for one person she got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out that person actually had Parkinson's mm-hmm. and didn't know it yet.
Wow. So they were wrong.
Hmm. Yeah. So they've used her, or are using her, I should say, for tests on that. But imagine being the same way how dogs can tell when you have cancer and you're mm-hmm. pregnant. So it seems like she had some kind of.
Is she melanated?
Nope.
Oh, I'm surprised. Not to say unmelanated, you know, people can do this, but
or it's just we all have melanin, right?
Yeah, it's very true. Very true. I just assume she's more melanin dominant. I don't know. I just, that's what I pictured. You said it, and I created a whole person in my head.
A whole person.
Nothing? No? Okay. All
right. So Kai alluded to it. Tammy spoke about it. There was the passing in the British monarch, queen of the colonizers.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys go to Triple T, that's Triple T E with 3 A's, A, go get all your memes and the postings after the passing, because man, oh man. They had me dying of laughter.
Mm.
They had all the posts on the queen. They had all the people were just like, oh, respect the queen's passing. And then they had the usher, watch this. Black Twitter went mad. It all went crazy. And Triple T is one of those pages that did a nice little compilation of it. They do a lot of those little compilations. Go check them out if you need a little chuckle.
Okay, can we share it on the Empower Hour page?
We sure check can. It out? I mean, right. It's not my page. Good. You can share whatever you like.
Good call. So, yeah, guys, we'll share it because I think that's it'll be dope because I would like to see it. 100%. Is that where people saw it? We saw that man slapping the corpse?
They used that too. Yeah, they did. They used that. They said it was – there's that one and there's they showed one where when Meghan Markle goes to the corpse and then the corpse – and it's basically the queen who comes back to life and starts choking her.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, there was a lot of that in there.
Yeah, they had one where Meghan Markle is down on top of the casket posing.
Yes. Too funny. Did you guys anything crazy on social media for you guys?
About that. So the thing with me and social media is that I'm not always on it. Like, I'm not good on it, really. So I don't.
That's my job. Yeah, I'm the one who's not on it.
You're clearly on it way more than me. You have all kind of good tea for me. You have all kind of updates. Gina trusts retention trust on me. It. Gina be filling me in, but no, I don't think it's anything crazy.
For not you, mind.
Dang, there's been a lot of crazy stuff online. There's a lot of stuff.
What did I say?
What?
Oh, sorry.
Didn't
guys,
I send you guys something? I said no. You told me it was old. That's it. I did have something. No, I did have something. Ray J thing?
Because they're not even together anymore.
I don't. It was news to me. It showed up. I was like, oh, what's happening here? Ray J just telling people go slap people. That thing was crazy. No, okay, but it was old. Okay, sorry. Thank you, Gina.
Yeah, but they back together. They actually
back together again. I can't. Yeah. You want to talk about like height of toxicity? It's that. But all right.
So one
they
wild,
like it, I love it.
One wild thing that I've seen on the internet is that there's some resorts that are actually now putting the chemical in the water. They used to talk about this infamous chemical that if you pee in the water, the blue stuff gathers around you.
I've seen that.
And they actually started putting it in. I went and looked up a couple things, and they actually did it on a lot of resorts.
Good.
Because gross. That's right. Nasty. People resort to peeing in the pool. So I watched the video where they actually did it to a girl. And, well, she did it to herself because she peed in the pool. And then she tried to act like it was someone else. They were like, no, it's you.
Yeah.
But this is something that actually happened to my mom while she was away on vacation. And the people act like they wanted to fight because mommy came over to the pool. She said she sat for about an hour and she watched everybody. She was like, everybody was drinking and nobody got out and peed. And so she got up on the side of the pool, and before they came to put the chlorine in and stuff, they were telling people to come, and she says, hello, alcoholics, everybody get out and go pee-pee for the next round, please. No pee-pee in the pool, please.
I can't.
And the people were like, why your business? She's like, no.
God.
No. This pool, this water has never been warm since we've been here. It's never been cool since we've been
here. Ah, it's gross. No, and especially when you have those bars really right in the water.
No, but I don't do it. Like, first of all, why are you in the pool? There's a whole beach out there. There's a whole ocean. Like,
go pee over there. In other words,
just go in the. My thing is, I'm not in the resort pools because I'm like, there's a whole ocean that I don't have. I can have pools over here. Mm-hmm. So me, it's the ocean thing. But I'm good for me because I'm not in pee pool. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, let's get to the T mail. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
So what's the T mail today? Subject line: how do I get out of being a bridesmaid?
Oh.
So I've been a bridesmaid 3 times already, and it is an honor. But always the bridesmaid, never the bride, and all the work that comes with it. I just honestly just want to attend the wedding and have fun. My cousin is getting married. Mm. It's their second wedding. Oh. I don't know if that changes anything, but I know I'm going to be asked to be part of the wedding, but I don't know how to politely decline and not hurt her feelings. Help.
Oh, damn. My normal self, I would just be like, just say no. But it's a delicate situation because it's especially you want to go to the wedding, so you can't even make up a reason and be like, oh, I can't
make it.
And then you're like, oh, last minute I can make it. I'm here. I just came to support. I thought you couldn't be here. So yeah, no, that's give me a second. I need to ponder on that one. That's a good one.
Kaya, because I don't know. Like anyone who's gonna ask me to be a bridesmaid. Well, the thing is, if you ask me to be a bridesmaid, you have to really know me. Because if you just ask me regulars and we don't even talk like that, I think my no would be so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for it to be family in the second and third, like, how do you say just, like, mm. can I just can I just come?
No, and without hurting, because the key part is that you don't want to hurt the person. That person, that's their special day for you. It's like, yo, it's my third time. Like, come on. But if that fourth. Person.
She said she's been bridesmaid three times already.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be your fourth time.
For me, it's kind of like two things for me. On the instance that, you know, something you just don't want to do, you could just say, you know, I'm financially not prepared to do,
that's a good one.
That again. And my advice, if you're listening in, is that what the hell is wrong with you that you didn't catch the bouquet the first two weddings that you went to that they are still inviting you to be the bridesmaids? You got to catch the bouquet. I think you just need to show up to this one, be a good sport, and catch the damn bouquet so that they can stop inviting you as the bridesmaid. But she doesn't have
to be a bridesmaid to catch a bouquet.
What do you mean?
It's not just the bridesmaids who go to catch the bouquet. It's supposed to be all single people.
I'm saying next year it'll be your turn to invite them if that's the case. I'm just saying.
Maybe she has a partner. They just don't want to get married. No, that's not true. She said always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
I'm saying you complaining. Go and catch the bouquet. That's my advice. Yeah, catch the bouquet. Go be a good sport and catch the bouquet. So next year you can invite them. Let them spend some money on your win.
I'm going with Kaya's first thing.
Yeah, the first.
I think that's more reasonable. Just to be like, yo, I would love to. Pockets are tight. I'll be at the wedding though.
Yeah, and even if you want to even add a little something to it, be like, that's like I don't have the financial. I have financial restrictions for that, but I'd much rather have that money and be able to
give
it to you. Like, yeah, give it to you and your spouse for your own things. So now it's like you gonna get more money because it's either you want the money to have to help you pay for the wedding. Or I'm gonna have to go buy the dress, these shoes, this, that, or third, blah, 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 blah. May as well pocket the money.
But if the bride comes back, be like, don't worry, I got you, girl. I just want you to be in the wedding.
Yeah, I got you, girl, eh?
That's when you have to give her the look, like,
Then it's just like, oopsies, take backsies. I like.
I'm financially fine. I just don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Start crying.
Fragility,
you know, but now you know what it could be. You know what, the pandemic, my mental's not fragility. Where it needs to be right now. I'd love to be able to be supportive to you, but that's just my mental's not strong enough for that right now.
And I have
my
COVID.
Wedding's in 2 years. And okay,
I have COVID. Just okay. Throw that into. And
but
I have
now you can't come.
I can't. I'm gonna have to miss it. That might be. I'm sorry, listener.
Guys, I don't know.
That might have to be the sacrifice. Just you can't even go to the whole wedding. You can't just decide you're not going. You're going to be. You can't go to the whole wedding. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That seems to be a lot. I don't know. You know what? Let me give you some advice. Take your cousin out for dinner. Kaya.
No, okay. Let's see where this is going.
Take your cousin out to dinner and actually what you wrote to us, like, look, honestly, I've been a bridesmaid three times. It takes a lot financially. It takes a lot mentally. I would really just love to come and celebrate your love and be there for you. Give you a nice little chunkier check. Can I just please be just a guest?
See, I like that because you come at 100.
I, you know what? That would work if we didn't have the rest of the messaging. You sound a little bit jelly, sis.
Oh God!
Catch the bouquet.
What? You reading between lines that don't exist, Kaya?
She said, "Always the bridesmaid, never a bride."
Okay.
I saw bottles of wine.
But even
Kaya,
even if she is just, she doesn't want to be a bridesmaid. It doesn't mean that she shouldn't. She should be uninvited to the wedding.
I definitely like the idea of coming. Correct. Just keep it 100.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gents,
maybe she's the reason why she lost the last husband. So maybe
you
it's
doing
mandatory.
Too much, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I don't
ma'am?
Know. I know. I'm just adding.
Yeah,
I'm just
ma'am. Mm-hmm. Ma'am. Mm-hmm. We would like to thank our guests. Mm-hmm. And this episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC Solo Drum, the Caribbean Cray House, and our amazing team. Shout out to Shiata, Andrew, and Teresa. Pharaoh, Kaya, anything coming up? Any shout outs that you need to give?
Definitely. My device is dead, but if you could, can you access the Empower Hour email?
No.
So there's an event. So we have a new member that just joined the OFC. Big shout out to our sister Sabrina. She has a band called Rain Carnival. Can anybody pull it up while I'm talking? Like you guys know I'm struggling here.
I needed to hear words
Rain
to understand.
Carnival.
Nice. So Rain Carnival, what in Montreal? What is this thing?
Yeah, no, she's launching. It's her band launch. I think it's the 20. 23rd of this month. Well, thank you very much. So this is going on the 24th. I was close. 24th of September, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is 21 Rue Banff, and that's in DDO. And it's a brunch fundraiser. It's for their band. I just want to encourage her. Like, she's a diehard for the culture, and I really appreciate it. Although Carnival in Montreal sucks, she's making a real if she could carry the whole thing on her back, and I love her for that. She's making a huge effort. Yeah.
But she's launching a band for Trinidad, or
exactly you would think so, right? Because Montreal Carnival sucks, but no.
Well, just because we're September. Oh, for Miami, maybe? No, it's too late to launch that.
You see, I appreciate you so much, Gina, because you're talking real things. Like, technically, any real band, any real city that has like carnival going on, all now you're planning for next year.
Right.
So that's what she's doing.
Okay.
Right? Because she's doing it for real.
Okay. Yep.
Unlike the CCFA. So let me just get back to the email, because there's one more thing I want to shout out. Oh, Gloria. Yes. So one of the elders in the community, shout out to Gloria. Gloria Hickson Strong, you guys already know. Savvy's mom. Big shout out. I want to just give a plug because, first of all, she's just awesome. So big shout out to Gloria and her awesomeness. But she has like vintage clothes. So for those who don't know Gloria, well, first of all, everybody knows Savvy. You see Savvy online. And you see how Savvy likes to carry herself. Savvy has mad gear. Savvy takes dope-ass pictures. Okay? She came from somewhere. She came from Gloria. Okay? Her mom dresses to the T. Okay, her mom has all type of amazing vintage clothing. Like, her mom has hats in these boxes. Like, I went by the house because she wanted to show me what she has to give away and what she has to sell and different things like that. This is the OFC, so I went out of my way, went to her house, helped her take pictures. I do this, guys. I do everything. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, she's my mom too, so I went to go give her a hand. But I just wanted to let the community know, because she's having, on Sunday the 18th, she's having a pop-up shop where a pop-up shop or whatever, where she's selling vintage clothes. So guys, get in contact. We'll share the flyer on the Empower Hour page, but if you want more information, 514, because you have to RSVP. It's not just open to the public. You have to reserve. You're not just going to show up in a woman's house. 514-481-2635. I'll repeat it one more time. 514-481-2635. Guys, you don't want to miss this, because she has all kind of dope gear. So please check her out. And
what was the date?
That is on the 18th of September. And I think that was it. Aside from that, I want to give myself a shout out, because it's my birthday coming up. So big shout out to me.
Shout out to P.
Yo, that's what it is. Gunshots. That's my new gunshot sounds. You like that? And I think that's it. Just always just continuing to remind people, first, I appreciate you guys. This show would not be possible if it wasn't for all the awesome members of the OFC. So I want to just send mad love to the community. I want to encourage people, anybody who's out there who you want to be a part of something, you're looking to unite with like-minded people, individuals, business owners, organizations, you want to come together and build something solid for the next generation, the OFC is for you. So check us out, OFCCommunity.com.
Kai, you got anything coming up?
I got a bunch of stuff coming up, but today I want to just pay homage to the Montreal artist who actually made it to the Rolling Loud lineup. Shout out to y'all for putting in the hard work, for doing what it takes to be out there, for grinding like that. Shout out to Montreal's very own Slim, a.k.a. or Shayla, a.k.a. Slim. She is on the Rolling Loud ticket, and she's performing today. So shout out to that girl right there. And yeah.
Well, my shout outs go to Josh McLeod, number 11 from the Queen's University. Go catch my brother online. You can watch the games every Saturday, different times. If you're in Kingston, go watch him live. And that's my shout out. That's it.
So guys, do we say anything else? I always forget. No?
Nope.
No official. I love
we're
you
done.
Guys.
No, we're done.
See you in the future. Aww. Sending mad love and light. Mad love and light to our listeners.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, but you know, it's funny. So funny. Can I, before we completely wrap, you know, how do you guys feel about the fact that we acknowledge the ancestors on our show? Because I did hear, like through different avenues, that some people are offended when we pray.
That sounds like a them problem.
Okay, I'm not sure exactly. You know how to
praying is just talking. Like I don't know who you think we're praying to. If it's not the same person you do or do not pray to, but it's just a conversation. Mm-hmm. So, it sounds like a them problem to me.
I think that anybody that has a problem with us praying should come on the show. I think that you should come on the show. I'm inviting you myself right now. Come on the show and come and talk to us about why it's such a problem for you.
That'd be nice.
Let's get into it.
And you know, if it's gonna make you feel better, don't call it prayer. Just call it like acknowledgement. Call it just like sending out some good vibes, positive vibes, because that's what it's there for.
That's really what it is. So you know, but you just said it, because the first thing that came to my mind when I heard it through another person, that I said, you know what? Well, set up a conversation. Let's have it, because I would like to understand from that person's perspective, like what's so offensive. Like we're really giving thanks to life, love, unity, the ancestors. Like So.
But see. Sometimes here's the thing, guys, and I don't know who this person was. I don't know the grapevine or the grapevine or grapevine, but some people just like to be upset.
That's a good point.
and they don't want solutions. They're just like, no, I'm upset and I want to stay and live in this upsetness. You know what? Love and light to you, ma'am, sir, ma'ams. Because this is what you need more of to get out of that world of upset. But if that's your journey.
No one's trying to
stop you. If that's your journey, what does Tabitha Brown say? She's just like, go ahead and have a good day, but if you can't.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition. Here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.